This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha today witnessed two adjournments following heated arguments between Treasury and opposition bench members. After the Lok Sabha resumed discussion on the union budget this morning, Charanjit Singh Channi of the Congress alleged that the budget has disappointed people. He questioned the relocation of Dr. V.R. Ambedkar's statue in Parliament House. The House witnessed heated arguments between Congress MPs and Treasury bench members over some of the remarks made by Mr. Channi. Rebutting the allegations of bias against the budget, Sunil Tatkare of NCP said maximum development in his state Maharashtra took place during the NDA regime. Calling the budget a copy-and-paste budget, Saugata Roy of the MP from TMC claimed many features of the budget are taken from the manifesto of the Congress Party, and the education loan scheme to the students is an exact copy of a West Bengal government scheme. The discussion on the union budget is underway in the lower house. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the Union Budget 2024-25 and Budget of Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir for 2024-25. Participating in the discussion, Randeep Surjewala of the Congress raised the issues of farmers, the poor and unemployment. He said no provisions were made in the budget for waiving off farmers' loans. Raghav Chadha of AAP alleged that through this budget, the government has displeased all sections of society. Devashish Samantrai of BJD alleged that the regional aspirations of the country have been neglected in the budget. Sanjay Yadav of RJD termed the budget as anti-poor. BJP MP Medha Kulkarni lauded the budget, saying Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has made ample provisions for Maharashtra. The discussion is underway. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till the 8th of next month in connection with the excise policy case. The setback for the Delhi Chief Minister came in the case filed by the CBI. He was produced before the court via video conference from Tihar Jail. Supreme Court Judge Justice Sanjeev Khanna has said that Lok Adalats or People's Courts are the backbone of alternative dispute resolution mechanism. He added that Lok Adalats play a vital role in resolving disputes outside of traditional courtroom settings. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, Justice Khanna encouraged litigants to participate in the upcoming special Lok Adalat scheduled from the 29th of this month to the 3rd of next month. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the U.S. Congress in Washington, D.C. this morning. In his speech, he sought to strengthen U.S. support, particularly for weapons supplies, amid increasing international criticism after over 9 months of conflict in the Palestinian enclave. He also mentioned a possible future partnership between Israel and the Arab nations to broaden the West Asia Security Alliance. Mr. Netanyahu stated that Israel is actively working to secure the release of the hostages. An Indian Army contingent departed today for the multinational military exercise Khan Quest at Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. The exercise is scheduled from the 27th of this month to the 9th of next month. The aim of this exercise is to prepare the Indian Armed Forces for peacekeeping missions. On completion of 2 years in office, President Draupadi Murmu today taught the students of 9th class of Dr. Rajendra Prasad Kendriya Vidyalaya in the President's estate. During her interaction with the students, she discussed about the different problems arising in the modern world. Pointing towards the grim challenges posed by climate change and global warming, the President asked students to follow the 3R rule, reduce, reuse and recycle, to protect the environment. The President also asked students to educate people about these problems and contribute towards making this world a better place. India today started its Paris Olympics campaign on a bright note, a day ahead of the opening ceremony, with the women's team securing a fourth place finish in the ranking round to seal a spot in the quarterfinal stage. In the individual round, Ankita finished 11th, Bhajan got 22nd rank, and Deepika finished 23rd. And with that, we end this news bulletin.